Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Almost every landscape has shady areas, and ferns are a great group of plants that are perfect for those shady spots. Early spring is an excellent time to plant ferns in the landscape. It allows them to settle in and establish before the heat of summer arrives. So if you've got some shady areas and you think ferns would work there, now's the time to get them in the ground. Most nurseries have an area covered with shade cloth, and this is where they display their shade-loving plants for sale. This is where you want to go to look for your ferns. Indeed, anytime you're looking for plants for shady areas of your landscape, don't look out in the sunny areas of the nursery. Find that shade house and make your selections from the plants there. Now, ferns in all their diversity are among the most delightful and carefree of plants to use in shady garden beds. There are many kinds of hardy ferns that range in size from under a foot to as much as 3 feet in height, depending on the type you choose. The leaves of ferns are called fronds, and they provide the primary ornamental feature of the plants. Now, ferns don't produce colorful flowers, but don't hold that against them. Their attributes are more subtle, yet no less beautiful. And they come in a wide variety of colors in shades of green, everything from chartreuse to deep olive. And some ferns actually produce fronds that are tinted with red, like the autumn fern, or have yellow or silver variegations. Ferns are graceful and fine textured in the landscape, and they add something to your garden beds that few other plants can add, the way their fronds gracefully drape over, and the movement of the plants in breezes and winds. Ferns can be deciduous or evergreen. Now, deciduous ferns drop their leaves in the wintertime and go dormant. That is, they sort of go away in the wintertime. Wood ferns, our native wood fern, and our native royal fern are two examples of deciduous ferns. Most of us prefer to use evergreen ferns in our landscape because they continue to hold their place in our gardens through the year and maintain their beauty. Holly ferns, leatherleaf ferns, autumn ferns, and sword ferns are among the more popular evergreen ferns. Now, some of these can be cold damaged. Sword ferns are oftentimes frozen back when it gets really cold, down in the low 20s or the teens, but all you have to do is cut them back in the late winter, early spring, and they come right back up again and look really great. Ferns really are outstandingly easy to grow. They're not prone to any major insect or disease problems. They now grow best in those shady areas, as I mentioned earlier, and you want to look for a spot that gets about 1 to 4 hours of direct morning sun or dappled light during the day. Avoid hot western exposures or spots that get sun all day. If you want a fern-like plant for those sunnier, hotter areas, you could either plant yarrow, which is a wonderful native plant of the area, Achillea millifolium, or you could plant asparagus fern. It looks a lot like the ferns, but asparagus fern is not a true fern. It's actually a flowering plant that makes little red berries. Both of those plants will thrive in hot, dry areas and have that wonderful ferny look. When preparing a site for planting ferns, don't forget to add lots of organic matter to the soil. A good 2 to 3 inch layer of compost should be thoroughly incorporated before planting. Water them in thoroughly, and make sure you water your ferns occasionally during dry periods during the summer. They appreciate an even supply of water. Combine them with other shade-loving plants like caladiums, impatiens, tyrrhenias, and wax begonias. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.